Hey, this is Warren Haynes of Government Mule, and you're listening to Iron City Rocks.
Episode 541 of the Iron City Rocks podcast. I'm your host, John, coming to you from the Iron City of Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, bringing the best rock, hard rock, heavy metal, and blues talk on the net. Episode 541, we're going to take a bit of a departure from our normal rock and roll and blues and metal, and we're going to talk about something that's on everybody's mind right now. We're going to be talking about getting out to vote, and the reason for this episode, which is going to be a kind of a special one. We have joining us in just a moment Radha Agrawal of an organization called Daybreaker, who is hosting an event on the campus of Pitt on Wednesday of this week, the 16th. The event is called the Party of the Polls Purple Tour. It's a dance party, a voter registration party, but a lot more than just that. So I'm not even going to try to describe it. I'm going to let Radha explain it to you, but I just want to say off the top, for those of you, can be a very polarizing time, which is unfortunate for us. But this organization and this event is not about being Republican, Democrat, Independent. This event is to raise interest in voting in general, which I think everyone can agree is great for the democracy of these United States. So this event is not meant to politicize. If you've listened to the show for any length of time, you know we steer very clear of politics. For a great reason, because that is not the emphasis of our show, nor do I claim to be a political expert, nor do I claim that my opinion on things is any more important than yours. So this is about getting information out, an event designed to help people get interested in voting. It's on a campus of a college, so you can kind of guess that some of the demographics are very much geared towards them. But as Rod explains, this event is for anybody to attend. So without further ado, we're going to get to Radha Agrawal of Daybreaker. All right, ladies and gentlemen, my pleasure to welcome to Iron City Rocks. We have on the line Radha Agrawal. You guys are going to be doing an event here in Pittsburgh on the 16th, dubbed the Purple Tour Party to the Polls. Can you just give our audience a little sense of what the event is as far as, you know, what they'd experience and kind of what the purpose of the event is?
Yes. So, for this election season, we wanted to throw a dance party at sort of the most iconic locations around the country. So this, you know, we're going to be at William Pitt Union Plaza in Pittsburgh on the 16th from 12 to 2 p.m. Eastern. And the whole idea is to throw the biggest dance. So Daybreaker is a dance party. We've been throwing dance parties for 11 years all around the world in the morning without any substances. So you start with a yoga, you end in, end with a dance party, but in this case, it's a 12 to 2 lunch party where we offer free music, dance, free breakfast, coffee, all the yummies, all on us, and a beautiful kind of community experience. And then we all go early vote together. So we march everybody to the polls. We have poll dancers at polling stations. And we our whole mission for this moment is to make civic engagement fun. We want to bring the party to the polls.
So I guess the first thing that people might look at something like this and say, would you say party to the polls? So the event that's coming on the 16th, would this be certain age limits? Is this just for students at Pitt or what kind of demographic can attend the event?
Yeah, no, this is Daybreaker is really an intergenerational community first and foremost. We're really proud to say that we have all ages coming to our events, from young kids all the way to, we call them master citizens, senior citizens, and everyone in between. So we're really excited to be able to offer the dance floor to young people, millennials, Gen Zs, Gen Xs, and really offer this for all. The focus again for Daybreaker is that we all get together as a community, find our sense of belonging, find connection, find our self-expression in a way that is healthy, that is vibrant, without substances. Yes, we are backed by Civic Responsibility Project, which is all about, it's a nonpartisan organization, nonprofit, whose mission is to get the vote out. So our focus is young voters, getting first-time voters. The reason why we're throwing parties is we really want, again, to invigorate and make civic engagement really fun and exciting. But though everybody is welcome, so it doesn't matter if you're a young or first-time voter, you know, everyone's welcome to come with us. We're on a 50-city national tour all around the country to get out the vote and, again, make civic engagement a celebration again, you know, because right now going and voting feels like going to the DMV.
Yeah, very much. Very, very, very much so. It's, and I imagine this time, as it was the last, you know, 4 years ago, the lines will be a little bit long. So it's good to have an air of excitement and involvement from a Daybreaker perspective. I mean, is this for people who have attended your events in the past? Is this going to be different as far as, you know, the types of music, etc., or is this got any sort of, you know, 2024 spin, election spin to it, or is it pretty similar to other Daybreaker events?
Yeah, so this one, I mean, it's inherently different in that, you know, it's the same in that we're, you know, it's a dance party with performance elements. We have a DJ, we have a horn section, we have aerialists, we have breakdancers, we have in the whole array of food and beverage that we offer, which is mm-hmm. classic to Daybreaker. But what's different is that this is a lunch hour, so that we really want to invite the Pitt community to come out for lunch with us, and we offer free lunch and beverages and coffee and all the yummy stuff this time at lunch hours. So it's a little bit different in that way. And then of course it's a bit of a shorter event. Typically Daybreaker events are 3 hours. But this one is 12 to 2 p.m. And we're going to end up at the polling station in Pittsburgh, where you know, we're going to again vote together. We have DJ Brad Easy as well, who is a very, very well known. He has millions of followers. He's our DJ for the event. He will be there along with our MC, our global MC, Elliot LaRue. Again, pole dancers at the polling stations, and we're early voting at Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hall just around the corner.
Yeah, that's really close. And I pardon the ignorance on this question because it's been a long time since I registered to vote, but is there an opportunity for people who may not be registered to register, or is it at that point too late? I'm not honestly that knowledgeable of the deadlines.
Yeah, so the voter deadlines will be the voter registration will be, let me see, for Pittsburgh, voter registration deadline. Pittsburgh, so October 26th is the deadline.
Okay.
So the time event still happens. They'll still have 10 days. We'll still be well in the window of registration.
Okay.
So if you're not even registered to vote, come out, have fun, you know, dance and be merry. We can register you on site as well in a way that's really fun. Again, offering you free lunch and then all the other stuff.
Yeah, that certainly sounds like a good, and correct me if I'm wrong, this event, no charge for this event. This is
no charge. Yes, no. All of our events across the country are free.
Awesome. And then can you talk a little just beyond the election season with Daybreaker? I mean, are these events this nationwide? Or are these done in certain metropolitan areas? Or if people come and enjoy this event, are there other opportunities to get involved with your work?
Oh, yeah. So first of all, Daybreaker has been around for 11 years. We're a community of almost 1 million young members. I might say young, but millennial, you know, millennial-minded. But honestly, we're intergenerational, too. Like, one thing I'm really proud of, we have babies all the way up to Jane Goodall has been to Daybreaker, you know, in her 80s. So we're very diverse. And our whole focus is actually sober dancing, is to come home to yourself and, you know, not need to be drinking or ingesting substances that are harmful for your body, when you can really just find that courageous self-expression on the dance floor with an encouraging community. So the focus of Daybreaker is dance and be merry in the morning without substances, so we can tuck you in by 10 p.m. that's the goal.
Not a bad idea. Well, I want to thank you, Radha, for your time, and we'll get the word out on the 16th and here at the campus of Pitt, and go over to Soldiers and Sailors and get your early voting done. And we want to thank you so much for your time, and especially for the effort. It's a wonderful endeavor, and we wish you much success in this.
Thank you so much.
All right, again, the Party to the Poles, the Purple Tour, will be on the 16th on the campus of the University of Pittsburgh. We will have links on our website on the show notes for episode 541. If you're interested in attending, it is a free event. It is geared towards getting people interested in voting. You can go even if you're already registered to vote, obviously, but if you're not, it's a great opportunity. You can do early voting. And again, this is void of political affiliation. So if you're red, blue, donkey, elephant, left, right, this event is for you. And we hope that Iron City Rocks, you feel, is also, as we have always tried very consciously to stay void of political opinion, because our belief that no one person's opinion is more important than the next. So I want to thank you for taking the time to listen. You can visit us at ironcityrocks.com. You can reach out ironcityrocks@gmail.com. Not interested in who you're going to vote for, so please don't email me and tell us that. We just want to get people interested in getting out there to vote. That's your right. A lot of people fought very hard to give you that right, so don't waste it. So until next time, thank you for listening.